It's story time with Rasheen Pear. And today, the name of our story is Garden Creatures. Let's find out what happens. There are many garden creatures. Some are good for the garden and some are not. Let's read about slugs and earthworms and see if you can tell which one is good for the garden and which is not. Slug. I'm a kind of snail, but I don't have a shell like a regular snail. I'm a land slug, not a sea slug, and I have a gray body. I am 2 inches long now, but I can grow to be as twice as long. My tentacles or feelers have eyes at the tips. I move along by sliding on slime. The slime is very important to me. It also helps keep dirt and other things from sticking to my body. Really bad tasting slime comes out of my body to keep away animals like birds that might want to eat me. I love to eat garden plants, especially small young ones. Some of my slug friends eat fungi, insects, earthworms, animal waste, and even other slugs. During the day, I hide on the ground or beneath damp objects to stay out of the sun because it dries me out and can kill me. Earthworm. I am an earthworm. Sometimes people call me a nightcrawler. My body is made up of segments or sections. I don't have any eyes or ears, but my mouth helps me sense light, heat, and touch. Right now, I'm about 3 inches long, but I'm growing bigger. Some of my cousins in the tropical parts of the world can get up to 11 feet long. I use my muscles to move by pushing the front of my body and then pulling the back. I have bristles to help keep me from slipping. When I burrow into the soil, I swallow a lot of dirt. The dirt that comes back out of my body is called castings. I like moist, warm soil and can live all over the earth. When I move through the soil, I help to mix it up by stirring in the old, dead plant life and oxygen from the air. My castings make the soil more nutritious. This mixed up soil is very good for garden plants. I'm scared of birds because they like to eat me. And if the weather is too dry and warm, I might dry out and die. Let's think about it. List three other creatures you think may like gardens and explain why. The end.